This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. If you want to look at any grassroots organization that has occurred that has to do with gun rights in the United States in the last 10 years, very likely my next guest has had something to do with most of those. And for those of you who are looking at what is coming, grassroots may be the way you want to go. So today, we're going to learn a little bit about grassroots operations, and we're going to do it with a master. He's like Master Po from Kung Fu with Quiet Chang Kang. You remember him, don't you, Tim, the guy, the blind guy? Joining me now is Tim Knight. How you doing, sir?
My pleasure. Good, Bill.
You like being Master Po? He was a pretty good dude.
I'm always working. I don't ever have time to do the master thing. Just sharing what I know.
Now, are you in Georgia right now?
I'm not. I was not in Georgia today.
You were, but you have been in Georgia.
Many times, yes.
Many times. Recently. And you have been, there's been a lot of people that we've heard of that have been reaching out to you saying, teach me grassroots.
Yeah, they have. Rob Pincus did it, and it's great to have Rob do that. I'm glad he branched out and did that. Diana Mueller, recently with the D.C. Project, who she does a lot of Capitol Hill visits and standing with legislators and having conversations, she reached out to me, and she got her, you know, in the right direction, but she did it herself. And she knocked on doors and had never done that before as well, and very powerful. I watched a lot of her videos and what she did. And, you know, it's knocking on people's doors. I get it for everyone who's listening. It's an awkward thing. You don't want people probably knocking on your door. You probably don't want to knock on anyone else's door. But, Bill, it's really come down to that. I guess I'm up to 17 states now of having, you know, done that. And, you know, I didn't particularly want people knocking on my door either, but I realized I had to make it personal. So anyone who wants to know how to do it, you know, that wants to take the time, I got in my car and drove down and help you know, people understand how to do it.
Along that, now, you probably the most notable place people might know have seen your work without knowing who did the work was Colorado.
Yes, the Colorado recalls of 2013, and I learned a lot about grassroots politics that I had to engage eye to eye, door to door. I also learned a ton about blanket mail-out ballots at that time, too. At that time, only Oregon and Washington had statewide, you know, if you're registered to vote, we're sending you a ballot through the mail. When we, grassroots guys and I, tried to recall and did eventually recall the president of the Colorado Senate and one other senator, they changed the state law on how voting happened under our feet to try and take that election away from us. We were able to succeed, but what we did was learn a whole bunch about the fallacy of everyone should vote, because everyone should vote, but how much of that is really a talking point and not really meant to keep a fair, clean, honest, and legal election. Transparency is gone with blanket mail-out ballots. So we learned a ton about that as well, is door knocking at that time. So it was a double less, well, multiple lesson, but it was a good one. You know, unfortunately, no one after that wanted to listen.
After that?
After 2013, you know, anyone I could talk to in the grassroots world and the political world didn't want to hear anything about mail-out ballots and the hazards of them. And they also didn't really want to – you can't tell a lot of the pros how to do grassroots politics. They use that word, grassroots. You know, we reach out to people. Well, of course, they're doing a lot of it through screens. They're doing a lot of it through radio, a lot of it through social media, and that's great, except that we found that those things can be suppressed. You know, I've got a dashboard in front of me right now seeing all of the different social media outreach, what's working, what's not. Twitter seems to be the big one in the Second Amendment right now that's projecting that, but that can be suppressed. What cannot be suppressed is people getting on airplanes and getting in cars, or if you happen to live in the state of Georgia, learning how to knock on doors, taking a good 10 feet back from the door when you knock and waiting for someone to come to the door. It makes it very personal. And, Bill, I can tell you, having done it multiple times now, just since the November election for this new election that's coming on January 5th, people are actually more excited to see me and others like me knocking on their doors, willing to have conversations about it. In the 17 states I've done so far, I've never seen people more willing to have conversations about voting and, you know, how upset they are and that they want to vote and participate than now. It's pretty amazing.
Now, one of the things that I've always known about you and in your various hats that you've worn and the various roles that you've played is you couldn't care less about fame, trying to attain fame or relevancy with the stuff you do. This, you are truly one of those that is in it to win it for the cause.
Yeah, it's about results. A lot of people in the Second Amendment, I know lots of people. I like to know people, but no, this isn't a business model for me. And there's nothing wrong with the business model, of course. It's just for me right now, it's not a business model. I cannot knock on someone's door in that capacity and say, you know, look, someone paid me to be here. I get a lot more genuine, wow, that really matters. You took the time out of it. Volunteers, not to say that paid canvassers aren't important, they are, but I'm telling you, Second Amendment folks, if you cared about this and you want to find another way to be effective, knocking on doors and getting over that, I don't want people knocking on my door, I don't want to knock on theirs. Getting over that is one of the most powerful things. I've met Marines from Chosin Reservoir. I've met new gun owners. I've met all kinds of phenomenal people who want to have a discussion for a little while. They share. And then the power of that afterwards is that I get a boost. Like, you know what? I made a difference today. I did that. But the neat part is that they also share, hey, someone knocked on my door. They made it personal. Everything in this world has become so impersonal that this kind of shifted into a new thing. The Democrats didn't spend a lot of time doing door knocking like they had in the past because of, you know, the pandemic, the great lock-in starting this last March of 2020. But I have found that door knocking has become ever more important. We're being social critters and, of course, respecting people, their space when you open the door. But what I'm finding and people I'm knocking with is that more often than not, if someone comes to the door, even if they don't like what you're pitching, they'll give you a minute. They'll take the time to listen. It's pretty great.
So do these people that you go and knock on their door, are they like, this is great because, you know, I can't really get the real information, the straight information, because of what the media does? Are more people aware that the media is trying to set the narrative and they appreciate you coming out to them and them alternative information?
That's very much the case, Bill, because right now what we found is that, especially in these Georgia Senate races, not to say that last November wasn't a good example of that, but in these Georgia Senate races, two of them appearing at the same time, the people of Georgia are getting bombarded by every angle, every side, every group. And when you knock on their door, they're going to, you know, you say, I'm here and I'm here for this cause, and they'll want to talk to you about it or they won't. But more often than not, they're saying, well, it seems like they aren't talking about guns. They don't want to talk about guns because they know, Bill. They know that gun owners, when they are engaged, when they are passionate, when they really grab onto the process, there's really nothing that can stop us. Without a firearm being discharged, is that we can be there and engage. Like Raphael Warnock doesn't mention the Second Amendment at all. He, it's not on his website. You do that. Now, with John Ossoff on the other side, you know, he's coming out and saying, well, I support and defend the Second Amendment, but I'm going to go after this kind of rifle and that kind of rifle. So he's trying to put up some false pretenses, but people are seeing right through that. Now, the closer I get to the Atlanta metro area.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the break. We're talking to Tim Knight. He's a grassroots operator, the likes of which you've probably never heard before. And we're going to explore the right way and the wrong way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Blue.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with Tim Knight, who has done various things over the course of his time. He's a Second Amendment advocate, the likes of which I don't know. I hope to be one like that one day myself, that does the kind of things he does. Let's talk about a moment when you guys, a few of you, decided to get together and try to replicate what you did in Colorado in New Jersey. Because in New Jersey, while you guys went up there and you took all of this expertise up there and you knew what to do, nobody in New Jersey wanted to see any kind of grass grow, did they?
No, they didn't. And, you know, it was a lot of people, when you knock on the door, people said, well, I can't stand it against that politician because he got my brother a job or he's real tight with the union or we're afraid to do that. So there was a lot of talk, but when you actually knocked on doors and asked people to do things for the most part, and it was, of course, in this politician's district, it was Sweeney. He was, I think, he was the head guy in the Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, people were afraid of him, legitimately afraid, that things would happen and that they would be, brothers would lose jobs and people would be affected. I mean, he was so tied in with the politics there that, and the business of his district that people were afraid of the consequences. They were living in, I don't know, it comes across more like being a subject than a citizen because you owed somebody something so much and, all of a sudden, you lost your rights, and you had to bow down. So the initial engaged, fired up people, most of the people that came to the rally when they first announced that were not everyone, but most people weren't from that district. The other part about grassroots politics, which challenged that bit there in New Jersey, was that you can't walk out and knock on doors for 2 days and feel like you have a feel for it. You need to cover the whole map. If we roll back a little bit to Colorado, it was a senatorial district, state senate district that we were doing it. And we had the map of the district, and there were some consultants that came in, and I said, well, you need a bigger map. And they asked me, well, do we need to zoom up on this map? I said, no, you're stuck in our district. It doesn't mean we can't reach outside our district for support and help and ask people in other senate districts who think like we do or who want to help. And that was, for some reason, the experts kind of got stuck. Oh, well, we didn't really think about that. I'm like, right, you're forgetting that even a decision that happens in one district can affect another. And if we can get allies and people inviting them to the party, as it were, a lot of people just don't think like that. So in New Jersey, we had initially a lot of outside help outside of that district. But, it wasn't going to be a 2-3-day flash in the pan. We're going to knock on 50,000 doors. It needed to be a 4 or 5 month process and the wherewithal to put up with that. So in New Jersey, I handed them an outline as to where you might go, who you shouldn't talk to, what you should be aware of, natural allies, allies who will come to you when you succeed, things like that, and warned them that, this path that, in our society, we want everything to be instant gratification and something pops up on our screen says, you're a winner. This is exactly not that. You have to put in the time. And if you don't put in the time, you will not succeed. The 2013 recalls in Colorado was an 8-month journey, and it was painful with lots of sleep lost, people hospitalized, working too hard, and lots of doors knocked and lots of cajoling to get people interested and paying attention. And that's the kind of campaign and the kind of effort that is required. The neat part about that is, Bill, the more people who help you, the less work it actually is. As we started to succeed and started to get traction, we started to get those volunteers from around the state, and we had people sending us money through our legal entity from Ohio out of their paycheck every week. You can, if you take the time to engage and put in the long haul, succeed. But grassroots politics, as it says, on the outside of the National Archives, where the Constitution is kept, it says on the stairs on the right, on the way up, it says eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. This never stops. And if we all did a little bit to engage, we actually get to keep it. But if we don't, we pull back and we're not willing to put in the time or go, you know what, somebody else will do that for me, or I'll join a group and I'll pay them to do it. Well, you know what, I'm a joiner. I'm from the Board of Directors of the National Rifle Association. I get it. But what I also know is that if you're a joiner, you must also be a participant. And if you're letting someone do it for you for $40 a year, probably not getting your money's worth.
Yeah. So grassroots is not, you're basically saying it's not this glamorous thing that a lot of people might try to make it out to be. Do you have any regrets about any of the things you've done as a grassroots operator? I can't think of any reason you would have one.
No, other than time. I mean, time away from my family. I certainly spent, 6 years not knowing my son and my wife. There were some consequences to that, of course. But even they are proud of what I did, and it took the time. Blessed to be able to go do it. Those would be, I guess, the only negatives. The good part about going out and doing it was that I did inspire some people to realize that this isn't about fame. This isn't about anything other than perhaps in your family where your son looks at you or your daughter looks at you and says, you participated. That's great. I want to be more like a citizen like you. Letting people know, people say, well, I'm just an average guy. I can't do anything. Guess what? I'm just an average guy, too. I just had enough, and I had to learn how to do it. I'm a dyslexic guy who probably shouldn't write a book about the Colorado recalls, although he's been asked. But the story is that I'm just an average guy. I'm a flawed individual, as we all are. And I decided I had enough, so I had to get out there and go knock on doors. I'm no better than anyone else. I was blessed to have some time, or I made time eventually, and I just did it. I got past that, this is weird, this is different, this is strange. All of those things are true. But once you knock on a couple of doors and have a couple of conversations, good and some not so good, you realize, wow, okay, I've been fooled into thinking that I didn't have a place in this process, when we all do. One of the things that I've noticed in Georgia this time is that I walked down this one particular block a week ago on the North Metro side of Atlanta, going up 85 towards South Carolina. And I noticed that more people mentioning their neighbors, they're saying, I've talked to my neighbors more in the last since March than I have ever. And we've had some great conversations. And sometimes they go to politics and we found that we agree more than we disagree. And we're very disappointed in our politicians here in Georgia. We're questioning the election process, but what we all know is that we need to vote, we need to participate, and everyone else is trying to sell us something. We just want our freedom, and we just want to be here and participate. So I think that maybe the Great Lock-In had some negative consequences for those that are trying to take all this away from us, that citizens, neighbors are talking to each other more than they ever have, and I tell you, it's pretty neat.
Coming up on the next break, I'm not aware of any website to give out for you or anything. Tim, is there one you'd like to
not anymore,
point to?
Bill. I pulled it all down once I became less of a public figure. And I'm glad to have conversations with people, but I work with no. The short answer is no.
Short answer is no. So we'll talk about other things when we get back. The big question that I've always had about grassroots, that's coming up next. My guest is Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow and S&P are finishing 2020 at a record high. Both were down for most of the day, but the Dow jumped up more than 150 points in the final hour before the closing bell. The Labor Department announced this morning that 780,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. The number is high, but it was about 41,000 below what economists were expecting. The Dow gained 197 points to finish at 3606. The S&P added 24 to finish at 3756. The Nasdaq improved 18 points to 12888. Senator David Perdue, a Republican seeking re-election in a Georgia runoff next week, is quarantining after coming in close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new strain of the coronavirus that's more contagious has been found in a 30-year-old California man. The mutant strain, first seen in the UK, was diagnosed for the first time in the United States earlier this week in a Colorado man. Now California health officials say a 30-year-old San Diego man with no recent history of travel has been diagnosed with the new strain. As far as if the vaccines will protect against the new strain, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"You should take any worry that you have and understand that the vaccines still look like they're going to work, but a more contagious variant means it is more critical that we follow those basic public health measures, especially this New Year's."
The Trump administration is slapping tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts from France and Germany. The U.S. also adding tariffs on certain non-sparkling wine, cognac, and other grape brandies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking about grassroots operations, that kind of thing. We're talking about it with Tim Knight, who has a plethora of experience doing this. Let me ask you a question. I watched the Tea Party. I came into the radio business in 2010 when the Tea Party was at the height of its power. And would you have characterized what the Tea Party managed to do? Was that all grassroots for the most part?
Yeah, it was engagement of people. It was. And you saw rallies in lots of places. For sure. I would say that was grassroots. When you have people standing in front of other people and continuing to do so, not just a one-off, when you have a concerted effort over time, I would consider that grassroots. When you short-term have a rally, going to a Trump rally is grassroots. You're seeing people come out of the woodwork to go see and meet and do that. That is a really interesting example of grassroots. That's what that is. When you see people coming out like that, it's amazing what some candidates can bring and some can't. Charisma has a lot to do with it. The fact that President Trump did that and continued to do that throughout was rather grassroots-ish for a national candidate to continue to do that. It's a pretty neat thing when that kind of stuff happens, when you have that engagement. Now, he sustained it, but that knocking on doors, having rallies and continuing to do that, continuing interpersonal relationship, that is grassroots. Now, I don't know how Biden quite did it from the basement. Maybe they thought he had a lock. And did it, but the number of people even watching some of his speeches about holidays and other such things are measured in the single-digit thousands. And, you know, President Trump can fly to Rome, Georgia, and have 45,000 people show up. I guess he's coming again to Georgia, not too far from where I am in Tennessee, way north Georgia, and he'll have 30,000 people there. That is grassroots, and you see people fired up to do that. It's a sustained campaign, to answer your question. And when you lose that, and I get that it's tiring, and the hardest part about containing the power of grassroots is that the magic is that you can't do it yourself. You have to get other people to do it with you, because if you don't continue that tradition of doing it and showing other people that they can, it's not sustainable. It will not be the eternal vigilance part. You know, showing your kids that, you know, you need to be engaged. What is being a citizen means is you're not giving away your rights to others. You must take a little bit of your time, even if you're busy, and figure out how you can help. That is what grassroots is. It's a term that's used by politicians, and it sounds good, but more often than not, it's astroturf. It's fake.
Right.
It's a term that they sit around the table and talk about, but and maybe someone who's running for a House seat or a Senate seat, whether it be state or national, and will do some door knocking, but honestly, they should always be engaged in having people do that for them and with them and knowing what's going on door to door. And if they lose track of that, that's kind of where it goes, where you become too important to at least do a little bit of it every time. That is where it becomes disengaged. We have a lot of new people in the House this time, a big freshman class, mostly of Republicans, almost exclusively of Republicans. And a lot of those people knocked on doors. A lot of those people took the time to do it. It's just like with the Tea Party. They're going to get there, and they're going to be speaking strong words and asking for special concealed carry permits in Washington, D.C. and whatnot, and Godspeed to them for doing it. What they're going to get is bad office space. They're going to get bad committee assignments, and if they either get in line and shut up, or, you know, they better, you know, they're going to lose those things. And you either play the swamp or you don't play the swamp, and that's what happens. You know, if they want you to shut up, they'll say, cool, you're going to have the office space at the very end of this building way down there, and you may or may not have full staff, and, you know, you're going to get bad committee assignments, and then you don't get reelected. It's a game, and, you know, a lot of the Tea Party people learned that early. Some of them kept their wits about them, but I wish them Godspeed, but it's going to be a tough road for them.
Now, let me ask you a question. My whole reason for bringing up the Tea Party was at least around here in South Carolina. The state GOP sort of absorbed them. They came in and co-opted them. They were immensely successful in the state, and then somebody rolled in and said, well, we have money, we have funding, we can pay you to do this to certain players. And then all of a sudden, like one Tea Party group down on the coast, which was, you know, maybe 1,000 strong, all of a sudden there was 20 groups of 50, then there was 50 groups of 20, and you know, before long, everybody had their own little splinter group.
Yeah.
All of that unity was gone, and it was basically over. What, as a grassroots operator, especially in the gun space, like let's talk about you know, Stephen Sambalea. Didn't you introduce me to him? So Stephen Sambalea, he got out there, him and Alan Beck, they got out there, and they took on a case with a young case that a lot of people in the gun advocacy said, you shouldn't do it because you're going to lose it, and it's going to look bad for us, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. And then they went out there and basically won it, and then it got appealed to the Ninth Circuit, and then they basically won that initially. When you got somebody out there in the grassroots, out there, are they susceptible, do you think? Now, besides yourself, you're quite resistant. I'm sure you drive a lot of people crazy, but are they susceptible to being co-opted?
Sure. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when you mentioned the early Tea Party movement in South Carolina, I was actually living on the coast in South Carolina and watched it happen before my eyes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened is, people come in, they're like, I got this for you. You know, you did a great job. Thank you. You know, you're awesome. We couldn't have done this without you. And you said, people think, well, I put in my time. I spoke strongly. I did good work and it's over. Nope, it's not. It doesn't ever go away. So being co-opted by professionals who would say, I got this for you. We got money here. We got a business model. Again, folks, I'm not saying business models are bad. I'm just saying that sometimes the business model can take away from your original cause. That's finding that balance is always tough in everything. But, yeah, Bill, that's what happens. People show up and say, I got this. I was trying to work with a consulting firm on Georgia, and although, you know, they were great folks, and they take some awesome data, which they provide for me, which is great, really appreciate it. The concept of having micro rallies around the state of Georgia with Second Amendment personalities, including yourself and others, to come into Georgia and do that, that was something that they did not comprehend. And I said, look, I need the rest of Georgia to show up so that we can, you know, make it hard for Atlanta to cheat. They didn't understand that concept. They didn't want to take the time to do it. That face-to-face connection thing, that was very grassrootsy. That was very much like Tea Party stuff where you had a rally and you sent people off with instructions and a message, you know, go talk to your friends. Here's what you need to do. Here's how you need to engage. Talking points and getting people fired up, just like the Tea Party movement. And what happens is the pros always parachute in and go, we got a business model, we got some money, we got this for you. That's nice, and it can be useful. But if you get lost in that, that is where we always get derailed, when people show up with pretty shiny things and budgets. That's where it disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know Joe Dugan and Jerry McDaniels then?
I don't, no.
Oh, you don't know those? Okay. Well, anyway, if you saw what was going on down there, I'm sure you got what was going on. Maybe we'll have to have a talk about them one day. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about how decidedly I think one of the problems with grassroots is that there's so many people out there now that are gathering email addresses and they're building their social media and everything that they don't understand how low-tech successful grassroots can be. And I want you to explain that because it is not one of these things that you can automate. It's not one of these things. This is old school. This is Mayberry. This is Andy Griffith. Yep. This is when people actually interacted. That's grassroots. Talking to Tim Knight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the Firing Line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we're talking grassroots with Tim Knight. Back in the day when I played Little League Baseball, Tim, we would have this candy drive where we had to go door-to-door selling candy. You know, it was back in the 70s when it wasn't, you didn't have to be an adult to do that and worry too much about things happening in a nice setting and everything. But that very much is what we've sort of desocialized ourselves, haven't we?
We have. We absolutely have. None of this can be done by proxy. You just can't. You know, your band needs the money. That's right. You got to put the time and the effort in. And the band is now you. It is your republic. You want to put in the time. When they convince us our lives are too busy and we don't have time for this and really shouldn't start, but we should really just stop voting or give somebody a membership fee and then not participate. Not saying don't join, folks. I'm just saying you got to participate as an individual. And there are people that will show you. The NRA, ILA, Institute for Legislative Action has training courses they will give. They have volunteers and paid people. You go to their website and you literally go down to grassroots and contact your frontline activist right there in the menu, and they will hook you up with training and teach you how to go door to door. And it even has a script. So what happens, you download an app, and the app tells you where to go. It's got a little pin on the house, and it tells you you're not cold knocking, Bill. That's what a lot of people think. Well, I don't want to knock, they're going to be hostile. No, what you tend to do, they pull publicly available data on homes. It's all out there. And they send you to doors that it would be neutral or that would probably lean towards understanding what you want or what you're right there for. And you're encouraging them to participate, which is the most powerful thing to get out the choir. And that's what this data is. And then you answer that when you get to the address, it pulls up a little menu that you can say, you can script so where you can read it beforehand and say, hi, I'm Tim Knight. I'm a volunteer with blank organization, and I'm here to talk to you about in this case, the Georgia Senate runoff elections, and looking for some support. And have you voted yet, or were you going to consider to vote? And then when you walk away from the house, you answer a survey. Did you talk to them? And, you know, were they interested in helping support and doing Second Amendment work? And did they like your questions, or did they tell you to leave? And then you move on to the next house. It's not rocket surgery. It really isn't. It's an app and a little bit like 45 minutes of training, and they give you a little hang tag that you can put on the door or hand to them so that they have something to put on the coffee table and share with other people at the house, or find when they come home if they're not there so your time isn't completely wasted. It's not hard. It's just awkward. I've done it for so long now that I can just go do it. Sometimes, like I said, when someone comes into town and they want some training or whatnot, I will drive down or over, or in the past have gone on airplanes and just shown people how to do it, gone out with them for a couple of hours to do it, and then I go find somewhere else to go do it. It's not hard.
It boils down to being willing to spend some of your time. When Mick Mulvaney, who is now an ambassador somewhere, he has been the chief of staff of the president, when he was elected in 2010, he was losing to a guy who had been in Congress for 28 years, I think. And the Americans for Prosperity got out of the cars, got onto the street, put shoe leather to asphalt, and knocking on doors turned that around. Mm-hmm. And it really just is that simple. Now, it does, you get asked by a few people who I guess have desocialized, how do you do it, don't you?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they ask, you know, how do I get them to participate and do it? It's just that, you know, if they really want to make a difference and they don't think they can, I'll spend the time showing them how to do it. And if a social media influencer or someone in the gun community says, you know what, I've really never done that before, can you show me? I stop what I'm doing because they probably have more reach than I do. I've been algorithmed out and socially diminished on social media before it was even a thing in 2013. So if I can get somebody else to show them the way and they'll use their platform to do it, I pretty much don't care who it is. As long as they're, you know, believe in the Constitution and they're willing to stand up for the Second Amendment, I'm going to take my time to show them how, because, you know, it's not about me and it really shouldn't be about them, but it's what we can do together to get other people involved. It's kind of like, you know, I'm pollinating this thing. We got to spread it out. Got to take all the little bees and spread them out. That's the only way it really works.
How many people look at you when you're trying to explain to them, okay, you're going to walk up here, you're going to knock on this door, you're going to, you know, reach out, shake their hand and say, hi, my name is so-and-so and I'm with such-and-such and I wanted to talk to you about this. And while you're doing it, make eye contact. When you're telling them these things, do they ever look at you like, what?
Yeah, because I was that guy. I didn't think that it could be. And then someone showed me how to do it. Well, actually, they told me. They didn't show me. And I tried it, and it was awkward for the first day or so. I got it after the first hour, but I still said, you know, it's kind of weird to be knocking on somebody's door. I get it. But then I, again, saw the power of it by talking to people. And I knew that if we roll back the time clock to 2013 in Colorado, where it really was a grassroots slug out, because we were competing grassroots-wise with the Obama and Clinton teams at the same time. And the senator we were trying to recall, actually both senators, were knocking door to door wearing sports team jerseys from the Colorado professional teams, knocking on doors. We forced everyone to grassroots because it was that tight, where the professionals were like, look, we don't have a choice. We have to knock on doors. And even the candidates themselves, we forced them back to the doors. That's when we knew we were really succeeding. It was that tight. But the power of that, and again, the number of people you meet, the people you inspire to say, oh, I can make a difference, and have that coffee table talk, or, you know, when the kids come home or your husband or wife comes home and says, hey, someone stopped by today. And we did this great, I had this conversation with this young man, or it's always better to walk with other people, especially if the man and woman team or two women, you know, don't ever go by yourself. But if, you know, that is less intimidating and is super effective. They're more likely to begin a conversation with a woman standing there with you than just two guys. But honestly, however you can do it. But the power of it, Bill, people look at me like, how did you do that? It's really strange. It's awkward. I don't want to do it. I get that look all the time. But when I show people it, they're like, wow, this really isn't that hard. We got over awkward in about 20 minutes. I'm like, right. And if we all did a little bit of that, this country would be an entirely different place.
Do you think you're going to see an increase in this as we go into, you know, based off of this last election where it appears that it's been stolen?
Yes.
Do you think there will be a national grassroots movement to get out and go vote in person, that kind of thing, and to get records of this and to follow up and everything and to have more observers and everything? Will this be, are we about to see grassroots come into its own?
We have to, or our republic is gone, if it is not already, because The more people who touch your ballot who are not you, the more likely it is to be manipulated, the more likely it is to be not cast the way you thought or parked somewhere. People have never talked about parked ballots where they get parked at the post office, either coming or going to you if you use the postal system. There are so many things that and so many fingers that touch your ballot between you and where it's cast. And then, you know, we can talk about machines and algorithms all we want. We don't know that for sure. But if we don't demand fair, legal, and transparent elections, our republic will be gone, and we will get that 51%, 51 point whatever percent democracy of mob rule we want. So, folks, I'm telling you, mail-out ballots sound like a good thing, and everyone wants to vote, but that every legal vote thing is actually a thing. Now, that's not to say if you don't, you can't make it, and you have a reason for not being able to go to the polls that you shouldn't ask for an absentee. Take in mind, you asked for it, but if they're blanket mailing them out, they know, pick a number, 200,000, and they only got 120,000 back, they can vote on 80,000. They could conceivably vote on 80,000 that they know are not coming back. So we have to make them count. So, you know, proudly march in there and insist to show your ID just to make a point, even if they don't ask you, and take the time to vote in person. It's not hard. I social distanced and waited in line for an hour and 15 minutes to vote. Wasn't a problem. And if you can go out and food shop, or you can go out and you know, walk your dog, you can go vote. And
indeed.
But we need these elections to be transparent and accountable. And if they're not, we're in very serious trouble.
Going to have to leave it right there. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's my pleasure, Bill. Thank you, as always.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.